This is an interview with Mrs. Dora Stipe by Shirley Tanzer for the Beaverton Oral History Project. Mrs. Stipe is the widow of Elmer Stipe of Beaverton, Oregon. The date is October 27th, 1982. This is tape one, side one.
Let me ask you the question first. How did you come to Beaverton?
We came to teach as a teacher.
Oh, when was this?
In 1910, my sister Iva and I.
Where did you come from?
Nebraska.
What were the reasons that you came to Oregon?
We came on a trip to the 1909 fair in Seattle. And we went back home and we decided we'd like to come back. So we came back and taught.
Did you know about jobs being available?
No.
Oh, you just...
We just took a chance on them. We didn't have to have a job, but if things turned out well, we would. And we did. And we taught for 7 years here in Beaverton.
How did you find the job in Beaverton?
We applied. We went to the Multnomah County superintendent, and he said they needed two teachers in Beaverton. And we applied, and they asked us to come out. We did, and they hired us, and that was it.
What school did you teach?
What school?
Yes, in what school?
The Beaverton school. We just had one. Just one school. My sister taught first and second, and I taught third and fourth.
Where was the school at that time?
The old school was down across from the Safeway, wasn't it?
No, right where the Safeway is now.
Where?
Where the Safeway is now.
Where the Safeway is now, yes.
Where did you live?
We had an apartment with Mr. and Mrs. J.W. Barnes, and we lived with them.
Where did they live?
On the corner of Allen.
At the end of Broadway.
The corner of, was it
corner
an Allen?
Corner of Broadway. No, corner of Broadway and an Allen. Yes, corner of Broadway and Allen. Does Allen go this way? Yes, Broadway and Allen.
What was life like in Beaverton when you came here?
Very friendly and very nice.
What were some of your activities?
We had, there were movies. There must have been movie shows. I don't remember too much. We had parties, quite a few parties.
What was the tennis club like?
Well, that was organized a little later. Mm-hmm. We rented a lot and had a tennis. What do they call them? Tennis
court
made, and we used to meet and play, and we gave dances. We had really nice dances. There used to be an old hall. What was the name of that hall?
Was that White's Hall? White.
What?
White's Hall, right here at the corner. Dance Hall. White.
I don't think that was the name. That must have been a new one, and that wasn't the name when we came. Well, anyway, that's...
But you used to go to dances.
Yes, we used to enjoy dances. And we used to go to Portland for plays quite often.
How did you get to Portland?
There was a little train. Came to Beaverton. I think it made maybe two or three round trips a day. We could go in on that, and if it was a late one, we could come home on it.
Did you do your shopping in this area as well, in Beaverton?
Oh, no, you didn't do much shopping, except your everyday needs, like your household needs. But for clothes and things of that kind, we went to Portland.
Where did you shop in Portland?
Oh, it seems to me like still old Meyer and Franks and Olds and King. I don't remember. Meyer and Franks is one I know. Roberts Brothers.
Tell me about the teaching at the Beaverton Grade School. Who were some of the other teachers?
Merle Davis. We only had three teachers. She taught for two or three years. And I was trying to think of the principal's name the other day, and I've forgotten his name.
Was that Earl Fisher?
Earl Fisher, yes. And then there was another before Earl Fisher.
Narver.
What was it?
Narver. Mr. Narver, was that it? Huh? Narver?
It doesn't sound familiar to me, but maybe it's...
What I would like to know is about your classes. Was there a set curriculum?
Was there what?
A set curriculum, or did you teach as you wanted?
Did I teach?
Was there a curriculum? Did you have certain things that you had to teach?
Oh, we taught everything. Mm-hmm. In the olden days, it was reading, writing, and arithmetic, and then your geography, and your spelling, and your language, and physiology.
Do you remember some of your outstanding students?
Oh, many of them. There were many of them. They were all fine. I never seemed to, there was none, never any ups and downs. They were all just fine.
Now, you taught from 1910 to 1917.
And we were married in 1917 at a devil wedding.
Where did you meet Mr. Stipe?
At a tennis club dance. Yes, that's where it was.
And did you work after you were married?
No, in my husband's office I did a little, yes.
Well, tell me about your wedding.
We had a double wedding in the minister's home.
Who was the other couple?
My sister Iva.
Who did she marry?
Robert Summers.
Yes. And did they continue to live in Beaverton also?
They did. He was a contractor. But they both passed away now.
Now tell me about Mr. Stipe. When did he come to Beaverton?
In 1911, a year after I did. And he was a master plumber and then a Chevrolet dealer.
And where did he set up his shop?
It's right here.
Right here on the main street in Beaverton.
It's right where this, we bought the building later. Mm-hmm. Tore it down and they built this building.
And then did you live in this house?
I've lived in this apartment.
For how long?
Well, I think it's about 62 years now. We came here. We were married in 1917. We built this house in 23, so that wouldn't be. And I've lived here. I've never moved. Never moved.
Mrs. Stipe, did you want to continue teaching after you were married?
No. I enjoyed teaching very much. There wasn't one day before that I didn't enjoy it. I loved the children, really. I liked to be with them. And Alfreda knows that we were very close, the children and I. I taught a grade first. We had a fifth grade. I had two, three, and four. No. Well, three, four, and five. And the room was so crowded, they had to put in another teacher. And my fifth grade went upstairs, what we call it, upstairs. And when they marched out, I said, "Goodbye, class." I could cry it. And I came in at noon, they were all back in there. crying.
They wanted to stay with you.
They wanted to stay. Mm. We've been friends all these years.
Do you still see some of your students?
Not lately. Well, so many of them passed away, and they've moved away. I see Festa Peg once in a while, and I see
Thelma.
Who?
Thelma.
Well, Thelma, but she wasn't a student of mine. No. No, I don't. We've kind of grown apart too, you know, after all these years.
What were some of the other activities that you did with your students? When you taught, there were other activities. You know, did you do after-school activities with them?
Well, we'd have plays once in a while. We called them programs, and we rented the hall a time or two and had a program, and we had a good, nice turnout. And I remember we charged for one, and my sister and I added to the fund, and we bought a piano for the school. Who was it?
My dad is looking for somebody around here. He go up, so he come down. He don't have that door. He don't have
that. So was that the only play that you...
Oh, no, we had several. We had several. But that was the only one that I remember we charged for. We'd have programs and invite the parents in, you know.
And were these plays that you...
No, we wouldn't have plays. They were... we'd have solos and programs. We'd have... I remember we used to have some... drills, flag drills, and doll drills, and things like that.
I have heard that there were patriotic celebrations at school for various holidays, American holidays.
Well, that might have been after our time. We used to observe the holidays. I remember we observed Arbor Day, and we planted a tree a time or two. She remembers that. And we always, we had some lessons about, like when Washington and Abraham Lincoln's birthdays, but we didn't really celebrate them. Not that as I recall, anyway.
Do you remember any special stories of about any of your students? Anything particular that happened?
I don't.
I remember. I have heard stories that Mr. Fisher was a very strict disciplinarian. Mr. Fisher, the principal.
I don't recall that he was, but maybe he was.
So you, after you were married, you did not teach. After you were married, you stopped teaching.
No, we didn't teach after that, neither one of us.
Mm-hmm. And you worked for your husband?
I worked in his office, yes. I didn't take a salary. We just worked together.
Now tell me how the business grew, about the business, your husband's business.
What about it?
Well, tell me how it grew as Beaverton grew.
Well, we just had one mechanic. When we ended, we had four or five usually. And our business grew really well. We had a good car, for one thing. And there was only one other garage in town when we opened. The Ford, and that's all I know. And we both grew, I guess. Well, we had the first, what do they call these signs when there's a...
Neon sign?
Yes, we had the first neon sign over in Beaverton, in our garage.
What did the sign say?
Chevrolet Garage. That's what, yeah, Chevrolet Garage.
Were you involved in politics at all in the city?
Politics?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I suppose we were, but I don't recall. I suppose.
What about organizations, church organizations?
What?
What about church organizations?
Well, I don't belong to a church, and I should, but I don't. I have attended church since I was a child. But I belong to the Eastern Star and to the Nidia Temple of the Nile. My husband was a Mason and a you see, words just I don't can't even say what I know.
Well, you take your time and you whatever you say is very valuable to us. I wanted to know whether you belong to any clubs.
Oh, we had no bridge club we belonged to after I was married. We belonged to the...
Did you continue with the tennis club?
What?
Did you continue with the tennis club?
No, it... When after we were married, different things took up our minds. We didn't... No, it didn't last too long. A few years. We did have a nice club, but and we had nice dances, but that was before we were married. It seemed like we had more time for those things then.
Had social activities.
Yes, not too many, not too many. I think people kind of enjoyed themselves, each other more. We were together, we knew everybody. And there were church activities. I went to the Methodist Church. I can't say what I want to say if you've got that thing on.
Well,